I stopped and stared. A pair of bare feet and legs stuck out from under the shrubbery on the opposite side of the enclosure. Male or female, I couldn't tell, but from what I could make out, the person appeared not any better dressed than I was. I called over, "Hey, you there, are you all right?" No answer, no movement. I felt the situation required an immediate closer look, and quickly searched for a way in. The only possibility presenting itself was to jump the hedgerow, which I estimated I could manage if I backed up enough, got up a good head of steam, and timed my leap just right. I retreated a dozen paces from the barrier and then took off running towards it. Just before I got there, I launched myself upwards, springing off my right foot while throwing my left leg ahead of me as though I were trying to swing up into the saddle on the back of an elephant. It was an impressive leap in terms of height. In terms of distance, it fell short. I came crashing down through the hedge, breaking off stiff branches as I plummeted, and then tumbled out the far side, covered with welts and bloody scratches. I didn't stop to nurse my wounds or survey the damage to the hedge. Instead, I jumped up immediately and ran to the still immobile body. Bending down, I could see it was a woman. As I suspected, she was dressed even worse than me, having one less article of clothing than I did. She was too far under the shrubbery to make out her face, which I thought would be the quickest way to give me a true indication of her condition. On my knees, I forced apart the branches and leaned in over her. I was right. It was a true indication, and what it showed me told me that I needn't be in a big hurry to resuscitate. Her very white skin now had a blue pallor. There were bruises and deep indentations around her throat. Her eyes were starkly open, but not seeing. Her mouth hung slack. There was a trickle of blood out of one corner of her mouth and a smear of it across her cheek. She may have been beautiful once, not tonight, not ever again. I felt for a pulse at her jugular. The vein was slack. I rested the back of my hand on her sternum. Some body heat remained, but no breath and no heartbeat. A man's voice shouted from the other side of the hedgerow. "Hey! Hey! What are you doing in there? What are you doing in there?" I withdrew and stood up. A campus policeman was in a crouch, shifting back and forth, trying to get a better view of me through the branches. I called over, "Officer, you better come see this." He stood up and quickly spoke into his walkie-talkie. And then, instead of attempting the same high jump I had, he ran around to the front of the library, climbed to the top step behind the Doric columns, and leapt from there over the wide clump of shrubbery. He landed, rolling to the ground like an experienced parachutist, and then sprang up to a standing position and, almost without stopping, began running right towards me. Anticipating his arrival, I stepped aside to give him access to her body, while at the same time trying to explain what I had happened upon. "Officer, she was lying here when I found her. I'm sure she's dead. I didn't see anyone else around." I heard the sound of more running footsteps coming from the direction of campus security and looked over at the reinforcements arriving. Had I looked back a fraction of a second sooner, I might have seen the swinging nightstick in time to avoid the blow. As it was, I never saw it, so I never had a chance to react. In one split second, I went from standing there peacefully, ready to fully cooperate with law enforcement, to collapsing in a heap like a bundle of bones. I went down like a marionette with its strings cut.